T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's right. The time is yours. 215-238-4500. If you've got anything on your mind, like John Ritchie and I were just debating, not really debating, kind of wondering during the break, why when foreign people sing, do they sound American? Right? Like, why when the Brits sing, it sounds American? When
All over the world.
It's crazy. You were just listening to
AC/DC. AC/DC was playing.
Like, sound American.
Sound American.
They're not.
No.
You know, but they do. It's a fascinating thing. Or if you want to call in and say, Joe, you have to wear a Maverick costume to the game on June 1st.
Preferably the beach volleyball.
Yes, the slicked up glasses. Yeah. 215-238-4500. Let's see what we got today.
Movie sequels. Napoleon Dynamite 2, WIP. Starring Joe DiCamera as Napoleon. Gosh, I do what I want. Starring John Ritchie as the bully. Hey, DiCamera, give me your tots.
I will crush your face.
Starring James Seltzer as Tina the llama. I don't know how to make a llama noise, but it sounded more like a DiCamera train. But time's yours. You want to play tetherball?
That was a strong call.
Tetherball's cool.
A lot on there.
Napoleon Dynamite, cool. Awesome movie. Joe hates it.
Yeah.
Hates it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This message is to preemptively call out Jinx Seltzer for his automatic win that he's giving the commies in week 3. Ask him what game last year was played during his birthday, and he gave his birthday assurance for a victory for the Eagles. And then understand why it is that he's already to blame for the Eagles losing this week 3. Time's yours.
Did the Eagles lose on my birthday last year?
Did they?
No, my birthday was on a Saturday last year, so no. No, you don't know what you're talking about then. Sorry, my birthday was a Saturday, so it couldn't happen. I haven't had a birthday game, I don't think, till... I mean, it's been a long time since I had a birthday game. So, you're wrong, sir!
All due respect, Jimmy, John, Joe, I love you guys. Every day since you started, I listen to you on in the afternoon. But 13 and 4, 12 and 5, are you kidding me? hope springs eternal, but I guess so does lunacy. You still have Jalen Hurts at quarterback. You're going to be 9-8 or 8-9. Come on.
Well, sir.
I mean, I feel like... Yeah.
That's Kurt, one of the great time jurors callers.
Better.
Kurt, you're wrong.
Do.
All right.
I agree that that number was too high.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Drew Brees puts out one tweet trolling everybody, and Joe DiCamera wants him on the Eagles. This is insane. This is what happens every time. You just got to stop with this.
Thank you. When Joe talked about Drew Brees coming to the Eagles yesterday, I actually got actively angry. I was like, stop it. This is ridiculous. Drew Brees is not going to play for the Eagles. Like, stop it.
Did you feel
the same way?
Well, I thought about it. Realistically, I don't feel like it's a huge bump up. Like I think it's more lateral than anything.
Of course.
And I know that Jalen Hurts has a brighter future. Drew Brees is going to give you a year.
And even then, Drew Brees is playing for the Saints if he plays again. He just is. Let's be honest.
You know, the point here is, though, every time anyone is rumored to be available,
Joe's
jumping
give
on that train.
Yeah, it's
so
like,
if he ever tries to come back he's into Jalen Hurts.
Oh,
we have to deny him access.
It's like Bryce Harper. He's not allowed on the bandwagon. He's not allowed on the fan club. And honestly, I want Jalen Hurts to be great because I love the Eagles and I'm an Eagles fan. But honestly, maybe even more, I want him to be great just to shove it in Joe's face. Yeah. Shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's try and squeeze as many calls in before we get out of here as we can. Let's go to Brumo and talk to our buddy Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Lots, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. So pumped for the Eagles season. James, did you say that the Eagles played on – did you say they played on Zoe's birthday?
Yeah, they play on both of our – so I didn't realize until we did this thing yesterday that I guess my birthday and Zoe's birthday are on the same day each year. I didn't know that. But, yes, they will be playing on my birthday and Zoe's birthday this year.
Okay, all right. So that's – maybe he was talking – so, okay. All right.
But even then, it would have been the same – unless they played a – did they play a Saturday game on Zoe's birthday? I don't think so. I don't remember Zoe's birthday being on a –
yeah, I don't know, because our daughters have the same birthday, so I was just so that's a Monday night game then. The
December 4th game is a Monday night game, I believe. It's a Sunday. Our birthdays are. Hold on, let me look. I'll look. Maybe it's not on the same.
You're right. It's Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
You're right, because they play Tennessee.
Tennessee on Zoe's birthday. Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I think that's maybe what the guy was talking.
Yeah.
About,
well, and so just to confirm, they did not play on my birthday last year, so he was wrong about that. I checked. I'm quickly going through. They didn't play on 2020. So, yeah, it's been a while since I played on my birthday.
Yeah.
That guy was just wrong or said the wrong thing or whatever. Anyway, go ahead, Michael.
But, yes, I'm with you, James. I'm very more optimistic. I'm not 12 wins. I'm not there yet, but I'm definitely 10 or 11. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's exciting. They've really improved the team, and the schedule is light. And I do understand where Richie's coming from. Everything changes from year to year. But, you know, you can always – it's easier to get better in the NFL than it is. It's easier to make a bigger jump in the NFL than it is in any other league. So
that's true.
Very,
it is easier to be bad one year and then good the next in the NFL than any other.
But that's
league.
Because they give more opportunity than anybody else between free agency.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. That's the point. It is meant to be parity. That's their whole goal as a league. So, Mike, you got a lyric for us? We're going to start turning to.
Yes. How do you do it? You make me feel like I do. Stellar by Incubus.
Like it. Nice. By the way, I just did a quick search year by year by year. The last time the Philadelphia Eagles played on my birthday was in 2016, and they beat the Steelers 34-3.
That was a big one.
So
Darren Sproles, man.
So that caller was wrong, and I should not have played that time's yours.
It's Moshe's fault, and we'll never forgive him.
Full blame.
Yeah. So I think my birthday mojo, looking pretty good. All right, let's turn to quickly give us your best song lyric. Let's go to Tom in Philly. Tom, you got a lyric?
Yeah, okay. So have you guys ever heard of the Wonder Years? They're
yes.
from Philadelphia. They're a band
Oh,
from
no,
Philly.
No, I thought you were talking about the show. No, go ahead. What's the lyric?
Okay, so it goes, "This city's just all worn out, no strength to pick our hearts off the ground. We watched the 92 birds take the field without Jerome Brown."
Wow, that's a great lyric. Drew, you got a lyric for us.
Yo, what's up, Jimmy?
What up, Drew?
Ain't nothing. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
Dollar bill, y'all. That's a great lyric, Drew. Good job. I like that one a lot. Chelsea, you got a lyric for us?
So, this artist, speaks English, not from America, but I got a Jamaican one for you. Bob Marley. "One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain."
Oh, Chelsea, that is a potential winning answer at the end there. That's really good. Richie, we got to decide here. Are there any that stuck out to you? We'll ask Moshe to give us some of his favorites. He's keeping track there. That Bob Marley one at the end, though, is certainly in the running for me. What else stuck out? I know the yesterday lyric I thought was really great. What else you got back there, Moshe?
Yeah, so obviously Chelsea is definitely in the running. I thought Eleanor's presentation of Stuck in the Middle with You was great.
Clever.
And you had a few Beatles and Beatles member contributions. Blackbird, you mentioned yesterday, and Imagine, I thought were all presented really well. And also Jeff in Phoenixville's Tupac diss track, hit him up. It was very fun, too.
What do you think, Richie? What's it going to add to you?
Dude, how do you pick?
So Blackbird sang it, which was good. I appreciate that. Yesterday, I think, might have been the best, just pure lyric. I like that when the music hits, you feel no pain, though, too. I'm torn on this. What do we think here? Around the horn. I'll vote for yesterday. I think it's the best pure lyric of the bunch.
Yesterday sounds fair to me. I mean, like I said, everyone knows that song. Everyone knows the lyric. It is a powerful.
So congratulations to
Anthony in South
Anthony,
Philly.
One of the 17 Anthonys who called the show today is a winner. Congrats to Anthony. Thanks, Rich. This was fun. Thank you to everyone.
Yeah, great job, Jimmy.
Everyone who called in could not do the show without you. Joe will be back tomorrow. Marks and Reese coming up next. We'll talk to you guys soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.